This podcast is for informational purposes only. Information relating to investment approaches or individual investments should not be construed as advice or endorsement. Listeners should seek professional advice for their situation.
Well, the good news is September is over. September is typically a bad month for equity markets. On average, the S&P 500 index delivers a negative return in September. This past September will not help these statistics. Core inflation in the United States came in a little higher than expected, and the Fed continued on with its hawkish rhetoric and rate increases. In Europe, the UK's new prime minister came out with a massive tax cut plan that cast doubt about the fiscal responsibility of the government. Rates shot up and the pound suffered. Meanwhile, the US dollar is probably the only asset class that performed well this month. The greenback has been negatively correlated to the markets, gaining value when the equity markets fall and vice versa. It's been a challenging 9 months for investors, to say the least, but is there light at the end of this tunnel? I'm Philip Peterson, Chief Investment Strategist for IG Wealth Management. Join me each week as I discuss our views on the trends dominating the investment landscape. It's the week of October 3rd, so listen on as we navigate the living market. The stock market is a forward-looking mechanism. What that means is investors price in forward expectations on earnings, the economy, and so on. The equity market performance today doesn't necessarily reflect what is happening, but rather what is yet to come. In that regard, the stock market usually bottoms much before the economy bottoms and recovers before the economy recovers. The economic data so far this year hasn't been encouraging, and you will have a hard time finding someone to disagree with that. But economic data is mostly backward-looking and is descriptive of what has happened, not prospective of what will happen. Take, for example, inflation. The data we receive on a monthly basis is what the inflation rate was over the last month or year, and not where we are going. Last week, we talked about the resurging importance of fundamentals in respect to profitability. Another thing to consider is valuation. How much you pay for what you are getting in return really does matter in terms of stock market performance over the long term. A good metric of that is the price-to-earnings ratio. Now, the P/E ratio is simply the market value of a company divided by its earnings or profits. With respect to the S&P/TSX Composite Index, it is trading at a price-to-earnings multiple that is very attractive and something that we haven't seen very often in the last 20 years. In fact, the TSX has had a cheaper valuation than today only four times since 1994. And these were the periods of 1995, 1997, 2008 and 9, and 2020. In each case, the TSX was up by more than 20% 1 year later. These increases were less likely based on the strength of the Canadian economy at the time and more likely based on the very attractive valuation. Now, the scenario is very different with the S&P 500 index in the United States. While the price-to-earnings ratio for the U.S. is down approximately 45% from its 2021 highs, it is still quite elevated relative to its own history. That being said, despite the overall weakness in the market, the cheapest U.S. stocks have outperformed the richly valued ones by a wide margin year to date. The cheapest quintile, or bottom 20% of stocks by valuation since the start of the year, have outperformed the most expensive by approximately 18% through September. This doesn't mean simply buy the cheapest stocks and hope for the best. Even the cheapest quintile of stocks are down an average of 14%. In fact, there are only 74 stocks on the S&P 500 that were positive through September 30th, and the bulk of these were centered around the energy sector. What we're saying here, though, is that there are differences in potential performance relative to the valuation reflected in markets and individual companies. Or in other words, these examples that I've just gone over do illustrate that inevitably, valuation matters. I'm Philip Peterson, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it or share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.